Today's daf is Sota daf Mem Beis, and we are on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. We'll start with the two dots, but just I quickly mentioned at the end of yesterday's shir, a tshuva from Rav Moshe, and I just wanted to read it inside. It's again Orachaim Chelik Beis Simin Nun Aleph Beinyan. We're in the sugya of Chanufa, flattery, inappropriate flattery in halacha. Which relates to many other averos, as we mentioned. Again, there's the Isra of Chanufa is per se, but there are other isurin that are connected. We mentioned from the Achronim, they connected to Lifnei Iver, they connected to a lack of giving tochacha, and they being mechazik yedei over yavera. Again, many other issues that come up relating to the Isra of Chanufa. It's related to the Dayan that's sitting b'mishpat, u'machnef an lo sagru mipnei ish, the Isra of Midvar Sheker Tirchak, all different deos that are quoted in the Shari Tshuva. So Rav Moshe says, b'inya l'chabed eze kovet b'beis ha-knesses, la'echad shehu me'ovri aveira, v'haravim tzrichim lo, l'refua v'chadome, from 1960, right? More common than to have somebody who was in an Orthodox shul, who was very proud of all of the being part of it, and Rachman al Islan, he was married to a non-Jew. Varofe Yehudi Miamu for Samim Shabibedina, Sharabim Srichimlo, Leos Bihis Karvus Ito, he's a Rabim Srichimlo, he's a very important individual, who is Balmidos, Rachamim Tstaka, Bofen Gadol, Vigamo Zaharbe Tovos Lenyanya Kihila, Avalunasi Nachris, Umitam Ze, Machadin also Bezaknesses Beshum Kavid. Varofi Roa Bazeh Hisrachus Meakol Umiducha Maod Bazeh. He's very depressed, he's very upset, but he obviously knows what he's doing. And the Rashi Ha'ir want to be mechabed him with psicha. Is that okay? And the issue is also that he happens to have another relative in the shul, and they're worried that after that elderly relative dies, that if you don't give him cover, that he's going to totally not do anything for the kila anymore. Meaning there's a tzarech rabib here. So is there Chanifa giving him any type of kibbutz? So Rav Moshe goes through the sugya here, and then the issue that he brings up is if one is mechabed a baal havera, but nothing to do with his avera, could that be construed as supporting the avera? So some rishonim, you read them, it sounds like yes. Sounds like it's still a problem. Read the Shari Tshuva, where he talks all about the different types of chanifa. So it sounds like it's still a problem. Rav Moshe works out, and at least according to some rishonim, that there can be a tzad lahakel. Aval ahachlich bin yonim eila, shalo shayichim lomar, shu maskim la isurim, vahadvar maram sha'ose. Efshar deleka iser klal. Kagon l'shabcho b'yafyo u'b'chachmaso b'inyani ha'olam u'b'midosav. Af im megazmim ma'at. Even if you, we exaggerate a little bit. Mishub shetzrichim lo. Efshar, he keeps saying efshar. Efshar leka iser. Kivan she'ein ze ki'elu b'gemara. V'cheinu l'chabdo b'psichas v'skira sa'aron v'chadome. Shurak inyin kavad ba'alma. V'lo nira mize shum heskim l'maisav haram. Ki la'akol yadua ma'machabdin lo. Everybody knows why you're giving in that kibbutz. Shub shvil sharabim srichim lo. V'yesh lo gam mailus harbe b'maisav. Shabein adam l'chavero. Sharoi l'chabdo b'shvilam. O shabidvar shabezakneses. And higu shalol l'chabe l'bal avera. Kazu shadisul l'nachra shu kfiya roi. V'chulu. So Rav Moshe says that I would allow. And the Einu Sira, it's, again, if it's an Isser Barur, where it's clear, it might be interpreted by others as you're being mechabed him within the world of his Aveira, fine. But here, he has an Aveira, you're not giving him an Aliyah, which Rav Moshe says maker of it is probably okay too, but that would already is already considered a greater covet in people's eyes. So therefore, one shouldn't do that. He doesn't add it, but one might say even maftir, which maker of it is an extra aliyah. But that's something. Sometimes you have things that are mechubad in people's eyes, even though they're not the most mechubad halachically. Right? One of the seven aliyahs is a greater kibud than maftir. But you know, in our generation. But the maftir is the biggest covenant. People, how many fights have broken out, Rahman al-Islan, because I didn't get maftir, right? We have to realize what halacha says and what our emotions say. That is the minhag olam, is to get before yard site, b'chulu. But anyway, that's our Moshe. Moshe, again, beis nun aleph. Good. The Tosfos also says in the bottom, we didn't read Tosfos, I don't think. Tosfos says in kelamachnif, yesh lafare shalom b'makam sakana. But obviously, this is Shalom Malkam Sakana, but Malkam Sakana would be okay, like is written by the Gemara Nedarim. Remember that Gemara Nedarim that we had? Tosfos quotes it. That Ula was traveling to Eretz Yisrael, and Lavu Bahadei, there were two Bnei Chozoi that were traveling with him. One of them got up and killed their friend. And he says to Ula, how'd I do? Ula says, oh, you should have done even better. You should have parla besa shchita. So, and they get the, they're like, what? Are you being machnif? Are they over there? The answer is no. He was worried about his life. Right? The Reuven, one guy killed the other guy, and then he says, how'd I do? He's like, oh, you did great. Of course he's going to say that, right? His life is in danger, right? Nafshecha yitzalta. So therefore, Tosfos says, obviously, it's not one of the big three, but it is a serious issue. Okay, let's start with the two dots. Simen af over gehenim biyado nida gola. Right, the mnemonic to remember the rest of the Gemara here. Yom Rabbi Lazar. More statements about chanifa. Kol adam sheish bo chanufa. Anyone who violates the isser of flattery, and again, it's not counted as a separate los. I say it's included in something else, or it's related to all of those averas that we mentioned. Afilu ubarin shebemea iman makalin oso. Even the fetuses inside their mother's womb, bemea iman makalin oso. Even they curse. Shene amar omer la rasha tzadik ata yikvuhu amim yiz amuhu leumim. Somebody says to a rasha, "You are righteous." The nations will curse you. And the umim will also be zoim, right? Also curse, right? We have that by Bilam. Vein kovel aklala shenemar lo kabokel vein laom ela ubarim shenemar laom milom yematz. Second time in this masechta where we talk about the ubarim saying something. The first time was a little more positive by Kriyas Yamsuf. Afilu ubarim shememei iman say shira. See, here we say that even the ubarim, the opposite, they will curse. V'yam Rabbi Lazar, kol adam sheish bo chanufa nofel begehenim. Shene emar, hoy haomrim l'ra tov v'latov ra. Those that mix up the good and the bad, v'gomer maksiv acharav. And what does it say after this? People who falsify, l'chein ke'echol kash l'shon ish, when a straw gets eaten by fire, v'chashash lehava yirpeh. Right, and it talks about fire, which Gehenim is fire. And the end of the pasuk says, Shorasham kamaki yeh, Yifracham ka'avak ya'aleh. So chanufa is something that we try to stay away from. If you look in the Archa Tzadikim and the Shari Tshuva, there are a lot of parallels about these topics in both of those svarim. I'll read it from the Archa Tzadikim, but it's in both. They talk about nine types of chanifa. Nine types. We think how many types of chanifa can there be? So in the Archa Tzadikim, all the way at the end of the Sefer, in Shar, the 24th Shar, Shar HaChanifus, HaChanifus Nechlechas Letisha Chalakim. Right, we don't exactly know who wrote the Archa Tzadikim. I'm not sure if it was, who got it from who, but it was early Sefer. Again, it's with a group of the Shari Tshuva and the Archa Tzadikim, and a little later, the Mesillas Yesharim, a couple hundred years later. But anyway, that's the one of the early Machshava Musar Svarim. So he talks there about the nine chalakim. Just read the first one. Harishon, Mishu makir b'chaveiro shehu rasha v'ramai, v'shehu mosi shemra alak sherim. So I know my friend is rasha, ramai, he's mosi shemra, v'shehu gozel mamon chaveiro, u'bazeh, I know this guy, he's a terrible guy, and I'm a machnif him. And I, oh, how you doing? I compliment him. V'lo dai shehu machnif lo mishabcho, Ella shehu machlik lo lashon v'yomar lo pa'al tavek kama b'masha asisa. Well, no, you're fine, you're okay. Was that wrong? No, it's good. No, b'davar azayish kama averis v'har be'onshin. No, it's terrible. You're not being mochiachim. You're being notzein michshol of nechet chil Hashem. So many averis. So, and he goes through nine different types of chanifa, which are all related. But it means we have to just be careful. We have to obviously. We have to be nice and mechubad to everyone, but we have to be careful that if it's a Baal Avera, which can be interpreted as being Messiah and supporting him, publicly being mechabed him, so that is something serious. Again, this is a very serious issue for organizations, let's say, more in Chutz Laaretz, where there are dinners where one honors different people to try to bring money in for the organization. What if there is somebody who could bring a tremendous amount of money in, but he's a Baal Avera? Right? Is one allowed to honor them? Let's say he's they're intermarried or whatever.
He's not showing Rishon.
not Shomer Shabbos, right? It's a very serious issue, right? Again, the organizations have to ask the poskim. Do we say like Ramosha Svara? Everybody knows why we're honoring him. Not because we really, you know, we think he's a great guy, but not because we approve of this specific aveira that he does. Or do you say no, especially on an organizational level? This person's name will be connected, right? Or do you say, some cases, it might be a difference between a Tiduk Shenishba, somebody who never knew, somebody who's just an unaffiliated Jew who, or someone who knows better, right? There might be a chilik between those two in terms of being misayeya. The one who knows better, might he knows, and he's still getting the covid. So it's a very serious issue that individuals and organizations have to deal with. Third to last line. V'yomar Abelazar, third statement relating. Kala machnif v'chaveiro or larusha, right on the side. Sof nofel biyado, right? That's the, if you remember the mnemonic, we had af, brings anger to the world. Ubar, even the Ubarin, Gehenim. We just had that one, and now we're up to the next one. Biyado. Somebody is machnev to their friend. Eventually, they will fall into the hands of the Rasha. V'imeno nofel biyado, nofel biyad banav. And if not, his children. V'imeno nofel biyad banav, nofel biyad ben beno. And even if you have the greatest of intentions, Rav Yashiv says here, it's just it's a totsah. It's a tiv'i idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world. Kala machnif nofel biad in his family. So nofel biad beno. Where do we see that? Shene emar vayoma Yirmiyo lachananya. Chananya in the days of Yirmiyo was a navi sheker, and he told the Am. Rashi explains here that it's okay after this galus. We're going to come back in 2 years. It's going to be good. We're going to come back. I'm sorry. In a couple months. And we will see, says the Rashi, quotes it on the bottom. 2 year. Right, the earlier Golos of Yechanya. We're going to come back. Right, we know that some of the Kalim never came back. Right, Yirmiyo was by his Rishon. Right, times of Nebuchadnezzar. And this Hananya said a Nevuah Sheker about when Am Yisrael are going to come back. And Yirmiyo did not say, you're wrong. Right, he did not explicate the Sheker Shebo. And what happens? Amen. Yirmiyo Hananya, Amen. Ken Yasa Hashem. Yokem Hashem Tzvarecha. Halavai. He knew it wasn't true. And Yirmiyo was the one screaming about the Churban for so long. During the time at the end of the Bais Rishon. V'ksiv, what does it say? Eventually, in Yirmiyo was caught and entrapped and put into jail. By who? By Yehi Hu, Bishar ben Yamin, Visham, Baal Pekidos. There was an officer, Vishmo Yir'iya ben Shalemia ben Hananya. We're assuming that it's the same Hananya. So it's the grandson. So he was Machnif. Kadosh Baruch Hu held him to that standard, and he fell into the hands of the grandson. V'yispos, es Yirmiyo anavi, lemar, elakazdem atanofel. Right, he's was choshesh that Yirmiyo Anavi was going over to the other side. He was supporting the Babylonians. But Yirmiyo Sheker, and then he no fail, I'll cast him, I'm not. The Gomer. Vixeva Yitfos Yirmiyo, or he has him, Vixeva Yitfos Yireb, and Shalmiya be Yirmiyo, Vayiviyeu El Hasarim. So he got put into the jail. Yirmiyo did not have a, such a great this experience throughout his life when he was kept telling them about the Churban, and nobody believed him, and eventually, was put into jail. V'yamar Abelazar, next statement. Kol Eida Sheyesh Ba Chanufa Me'usa Kenida. Any group, now we're not talking about individuals, as we were just mentioning. Any group that is over Chanufa, excessive flattery, inappropriate excessive flattery, is disgusting like a Nida. Shene'amar, meaning not in a Chas V'Shalom, not in a personal sense, but in terms of the Isser Shebo. Kenida, Shene'amar, Ki Adas Chaneif Galmud. Flattering Ada is called Galmud, and what is Galmud? She came to Krachi Ayam, Korinla Nida Galmuda. She is called Galmud. Galmud is alone. Galmuda. My Galmuda, Gemula mi Baila, separated from her husband. Gemula da mi Baila. You remember, we like to quote the Ramban in this context, the Ramban of Parshas Vayetze, where when Rachel is sitting in her tent, and her father comes in looking for the Trufim, and he says to her, you know, he doesn't say anything. Well, he starts, he walks in, he's looking for them again. Rashi quotes, he comes in a second time. Rachel says, Al-Yichar Be'ini Adoni Ki Lo Uchalakum Mipanecha. I'm sorry, but I can't get up. I can't get up, right? She's hiding the truffle underneath. She can't get up, says the Ramban. Lo avinosi, ma'ez natzlu zeh. V'chi anashem asher lohem ha'orach lo yakumu v'lo yamodu. A woman who is a nida can't get up? What does that mean? I can't get up. Ulai amra ki rosha ve'evarek fe'dim aleha v'chola be'beis arach. Okay, it could be she's sick, she doesn't feel well, because women often don't feel well during that time of the month. Ki kein darkon v'kol shekein b'ma'atos haleda karachel shademem mu'atin. Right at the beginning of Ksubis, right? If a woman doesn't have so much blood, maybe it makes it even weaker. Number one, but then the Ramban says, "Va'nachon be'enai." It wasn't a physical thing. I can't get up. If you notice, the Ramban says Lavan does not answer her. Lavan just walks out. She says, "Sorry, Dad, I can't get up." He doesn't answer her. He walks out of the tent. Why? Because in those days, says the Ramban, the nidos, there was a ruach tumah that was thought to be upon them, and nobody wanted to be in their breath, in their airspace, nobody near them. So he just walked out. Even Lavan. Va'nachon be'enai. As our Gemara says, Galmud, ki lo yiskarbu el adam, v'lo yedabru bo, ki yadu akadmonim b'chachmasam shehevelon mazik. Their air, their breath is mazik. Right? This was in the days when the Nida used to go into a different tent. Gam mi beten molid ginaib osa roshim ra. And that is why Rachel says here, I would get up to give you a kiss, to give you a hug, but you're not going to want that. Right? I don't want you to have to walk on the dirt that I walked on. So that's Galmuda here. And that's why people who are in a group of Chanufa, they are compared to Nida because they should be separated. The Ben Yoyada also says here, a number of Ben Yoyadas on today's daf, is not compared to Tumas Ameis, because this is a Tumah Hayotze Migufo, right, like Anita. Tumah Hayotze Migufo, like the Chanufa that comes out of the mouth of the person talking, right, that's the comparison of the Ben Yoyada of the Gemara. Weiter. Vam Rabbi Lazar, Kol Adash Eidash Yishba Chanufa L'Sof Gola, will eventually be exiled. Ksiv kihacha ki adas chanev kalmud v'ksiv hasam v'yamart bil vavech mi alan liyes eile v'ani shchula v'galmuda gola v'sura v'gomer. So you see galmud, which we just said is also related to the kat chanufa, also there's gola v'sura, which is exiled. Right? That's a phrase also we have in one of the kinos on Tisha B'Av. So those are all the statements that we had based on the earlier mnemonic. Amev Yerbe Yabar Abba, finishing up. Arba Kitos Ein Makavlos Panei Hashchina. There are four groups of people that do not have a direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein Makavlos Panei Hashchina. And the Mefarshim point out, it's not talking about individuals here. This is even worse. These are groups. Groups of people that are not Makavlos Panei Hashchina. Kat Leitzim, V'Kat Chanefim, V'Kat Shkarim, V'Kat Mesapri Lashon Hara. Right, this groups that play off each other. They're separate, but they're all connected. Leitzim, what is a leitz? Leitz, the Bali Musar talk about people who don't take anything seriously. You can have a very serious conversation, serious shiur, and then you can have one person that could ruin it. Right, as a teacher, you know, one student, unbelievable, inspiring, one person makes a comment, the whole thing's done. Whole thing's finished. A family, a parent, right, a meal, one person makes leitzanus. That's late, and that's the Medrash says. That's the power of Amalek. Why is it the power of Amalek? Amalek, what did Amalek do? Right, everybody was inspired, everybody kriyas yamsuf, the makos, unbelievable. What did he do? He poked fun. One moment he undermined all of the emuna, right? He jumped into the hot tub and cooled it off for everybody, right? He created mikra, as Rashi quotes on Asher Karcha. Right, that's the power of Amalek, and that's why Amalek is called a leitz, a scoffer would be the best translation. So that's the leitzanus, that's the power of leitzanus. People don't take anything seriously, they don't want to be, they don't try to focus on inspiration, right? That's leitzanus. And again, the Shari Tshuva goes through all the different types of leitzanus. Is it true leitzanus? Is it not true leitzanus? Is it based on context? All the different types he discusses in Shari Gimel. The Shari Tshuva goes through these four groups. So, Kat Chanefim, that's what we were just talking about. Kat Shekarim, or Shakranim, says in the Girsa on the side. Those, the liars. The Kat, and those also are not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas MS, and they are not doing that. And Vekat, Mesapre, Lashon Hara. And those that say over Lashon Hara, again, misaprei, doesn't mean one time. We all fall one time. Those who habitually are involved in this. Misaprei Lashon Hara. The Ben Yoyada says all of these are koach adibur problems. Right, the uniqueness that we have as humans, and these are, we do take our dibur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, and we use it in the opposite way than HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to use it. Right, the Ben Yoyada says all of these. Let me just read it. He says he just says one line, right, about the reason that they're all put together here is because they're all being mezalzel in the koach hadibur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. Right, that's the Lashon Hara, and that's the Chofetz Chaim talks a lot about this, and the liars, right, also against, all of them have to do with koach hadibur. That's the Onkelos and Parshas Brachos, that's what make human beings unique. Ruach Mamalala, that's what Nefesh Chayim means, that's what the Kuzari writes. The four levels of being, domain, the inanimate objects, someach, the growers, chai and medaber. Medaber is what makes us unique. And when we don't use our dibur in the proper way, so then we're even worse. We're even worse than the animals who were never given this koach, because that is what defines us. And that's why we start Yom Kippur with Kol Nidre, the koach hadibur, the ability to create. There's a lot to talk about in that regard. The Yad Ramah writes in Sanhedrin, when this other Gemara comes up, right, this Chazal is in two places in Shas, the other place is Sanhedrin of Gimel. He says, even if a person is full of Torah and Ma'asim Tovim, doesn't matter. If one is within this group, somebody can be an unbelievable Talmud Chacham and learn a ton of Torah. But if he's a Baal Lashon Hara, it all is undermined. All is taken away, right? It doesn't matter if he is involved in all good things. Afalpi, I'll read you his lashon. It's interesting. Afalpi sheish biadam Torah umaisav tovim v'yesh lohem chelech olam haba. Eina makavlos panei hashchina lehistakel ba'aspaklaria hameira. Even if somebody is learned and involved in Torah and mitzvos, and that means they're going to get some olam haba. But the ultimate level here is to see the Shechina. Mekabel Pnei Shechina, that's not just Stam Olam Haba. That's a front row seat. That's an Aspaklaria Hameira. So then, that would not be for these people. The Ma'bid also writes in Beis Elokim, he says, Hayalahem Tainuk Olam Haba, Avalo Yizku Lahakbel Pnei Shechina. So there's some type of pgam that will exist even in the future. Okay, what are the psukim? Kad leitzim dechsiv mashach yado es lo tzitzim. Hashem pulls his hand away from the lo tzitzim, the scoffers. Kad chanefim dechsiv kilo lefanav chanef yavo. Not before him will a machnef come. Kad shkarim dechsiv dover shkarim lo yikon leneged enai. Won't be in front of my eyes. Kad mesapri lashon hara. Dichsev ki lo kel chafetz rasha, ata lo yugurcha ra. Tzadik ata Hashem lo yugur b'mugurcha ra. It won't fit in. So that is the four that we have to stay away from. I mentioned in the past, my Rabbi Rav Rosenzweig once made a comment about about Rav Meir, Yisrael Meir, HaKohen. And that is, the Chafetz Chaim, he says the gavos of the Chafetz Chaim was, the Mishnah Berurah is unbelievable. It's unbelievable, you read it. But you can realize exactly how he created that. You look at the Shulchan Aruch, you look at all the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, the 400 years between the Shulchan Aruch and the Chafetz Chaim, and he gathered and put his own and where he's going to put it. Like you could fathom, like, after putting in many, many hours and hours of time, how someone can write the Mishnah Berurah. The Chafetz Chaim, though, that is a unique, he created an area of halacha that did not exist beforehand. He gathered all the chazals, all over Shas and Medrash, all over. There was no Hilchus Lashon Hara. Right? Who had Hilchus Lashon? Nowadays, we have all the concise books. We have Hilchus everything. Whenever you want to get something in the store, you can get Shiluch HaKan Kilchasa. Right? And May Machronim Kilchasa. All of every halacha. Birchas HaChama Kilchasa. Pidyon HaBen. It's almost every sefer in the... I saw recently Lo Senachesh. Right? Kisum Bahalacha. Right, all the different halachas related to that. So, but that all is a flow from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim came up with Hilchos Lashon Hara. He created an area. Right, Rav Palm writes, you know, it's sad, too bad that nobody made as famous the Isser of Ona'az Dvarim. Hilchos Ona'az Dvarim. It sounds strange to us. Why? Because we're just not used to it. But there's also an area of Hilchos Ona'az Dvarim. And he wrote a couple of other areas of halach and Avas Chesed too. But that he created, there was no Shulchan Aruch. And he created categories. He created chapters. That really is his unique gavus in the creation of that sefer, where he created a new area of halacha, which really set the stage for many other similar type of svar. Okay, Adro Achelu Ne'amarim. Now we have the last two chapters of Maseches Sota. The first one, all about Mashuach Melchama. The second one, the ninth parak, all about Egla Rufa, and branching out to other general machshava inyanim at the end of the Masechta. As we get into here, the last week of Masechta Sota, says the Mishnah, Mashuach Melchama, the appointed Kohen Gadol, who gives the pep talk before the war. Mashuach Melchama. Rashi says, Kohen Shenisrabalakach. The Kohen that was Nisraba. What's Nisraba? Sounds like Ribui. What's Ribui? Ribui Begadim. See the gears on the side? Nisbarer Lekach. Either way, the chosen one. The chosen Mashuach Melchama, who gives the pep talk. If you remember, the Psukim, the Gemara is going to be Medayik on the Psukim, but if you look at the Psukim in Shoftim, where this comes up, there's really three sections. Three sections, what it's done, and when we sometimes we're Mavr Sedra, we don't focus, we go through it too quickly. The Pasuk says, when you go out to war, don't be scared. Lo sira mehem, ki Hashem lakech imacham alcham eretz Mitzrayim. Don't be scared, which is a separate losase, according to the Rambam. V'haya kekaravchem ala milchama, this is part one. V'nigasha kohen v'diber la'am, the Kohen will come and tell, Shema Yisrael atam krivim ayam al milchama, al yoybechem, al yerach levavchem, al tirav al tachmazu. Don't be scared, ki Hashem is going to fight for you. That's introduced with V'nigash HaKohen V'diber El Ha'am. Then, V'divru HaShotrim El Ha'am Lemar. Then the Shotrim say the three exemptions. Whoever built a house, whoever got married, whoever planted a vineyard. Those are those three psukim. And then, V'yasfu HaShotrim L'daber El Ha'am. And the Shotrim again say, whoever's Yarei V'rachalevav Yelech V'yosha L'veso V'lo Yimas L'vav Echav Kilvavo. So it's clear that there are three sections. First is described as a Kohen, then the Shotrim, then the Hosafas HaShotrim, and then K'chalos HaShotrim L'daber L'am U'faktu Saretz V'os Barosh Ha'am. Then they count the soldiers, how many are left. So we will talk about all these three sections, and do you take it literally? Do you need the Kohen, Shotrim, or does the Mashuach Melchama say any of the later ones? Right? If you read the Psukim, it sounds like only the Kohen, the Kohen only says the first section, not the second and the third. So we will have to see. Says the Gemara, Mashuach Melchama, B'shosh HaMedaber La'am, B'loshan HaKodesh HaMedaber. As we said earlier, back on Daf Lamed Beis, that when he speaks to the Am, he speaks in Loshan HaKodesh. Shene'emar, right, that is the part one that we just read. Right, he speaks in Lashon HaKodesh in order to speak to the Am. You're fighting your enemy. You're not fighting your brothers. Don't think that your enemy is going to have rachmanis on you. You got to fight in a very strong way. Lo Yehuda al Shimon, velo Shimon al Binyamin. This isn't Shvatim that love each other deep down. Shem tiplu biyadam yirachmo aleichem. Kemashen emar, as it says in Divri Hayamim, when there was an internal fight, that they had rachmanis on them. But Yekimu anashem ashenikvu b'shemos, vayachziku b'shivya, v'chol ma'aru mehem hilbishu min ha-shalal, and those who were naked, they clothed them from the shalal, vayalbishum, vayanilum, vayachilum, they clothed them, they gave them shoes, they gave them food. Vayashkum, vayesuchum, vayenahalum, vachamorim, l'chol koshel, everyone who was weak, vayevium yurecho, iratzmarim, eitzalacheim, they brought him to Yericho, vayashuvu, shomron, v'gomer. Right, so that's the pasuk, but describing within Jews' war. So there, they were nice, but realize that's not what's happening here. They're not going to have rachmanis on you. Rachman al-Itzlan. We know that all too well as Am Yisrael. So therefore, make sure that you fight very bravely and in a strong way. Stop there for a moment. A couple of points to mention. There is a machlokas we shown him. Machlokas Rambam Ravid, even a steer in the Rambam himself. Which types of wars did we use in Mashuach Melchama? Which types of wars? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, in the first halacha of Perek Zayin, the Rambam says, Echon milchemes mitzvah ve'echon milchemes reshus. That's clear in the Mishnah Torah. Mimanin kohen ledaber la'am mishas milchama. You give him a pep talk and the exemptions, sounds like. The whole parsha starts as both. Right? U'moshcha noso b'shem ha'mishcha v'zeo nikra mishuach milchama. That's Mashuach milchama. The Ravid argues. And if you look at the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Rav Sefer Mitzvah says, you know when you use this Meshua B'chama? By Melchemes Rishus. Melchemes Mitzvah. Everybody goes out. There's no Pturim. No Pturim there, right? So what is the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah? It's only quoted by Melchemes Rishus. That's what the Ravid jumps on right here too. Efsha Leo Zeh Le'inyan. Maybe the Ravid says, regarding a Yerach Levavchem, don't be scared. Maybe that's by both. Ava Le'inyan Shara Chozja Me'archei HaMelchama Lo Nomar Elo Melchemes HaRishus Ava Melchemes Mitzvah Lo. Right, so we'll have to get to that, but maybe that's what the Rambam means. He just didn't explicate in the Mishnah Torah, but that's one discussion. The other discussion is the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch has a suggestion that he says, this is Mashuach Melchama. Right, he is anointed. Mashuach Melchama. Says the Minchas Chinuch, and this is his own suggestion. Od ha-yemoshrin kohen she-yasal Melchama. This is he says this by the mitzvah of Mashicha, Kuf Zayin. He says, v'nira pashut. To Mashuach B'chama Einu Miskadesh Rak B'Mashicha. The only way that a Mashuach B'chama, he's a form of a Kohen Gadol, the only way he could become who he is through the oil. Because he doesn't wear the Big Day Kahuna. Right? The Gemara talks about that the Kohen Gadol really can become the Kohen Gadol in two ways. With the oil, or Ribui Begadim. But the Kohen Gadol, the Mashuach B'chama, doesn't wear the Ribui Begadim. So what's the other example? So what about Vayisheni? There was no oil. He never wore those begadim, and he didn't have what the Gemara also says, avodasan mechanchasan. He didn't do avoda. So what made him the Mashuach B'chama? Says the Minchas Chinuch, there was none during Vayisheni. You can't have the Mashuach B'chama unless you have the Shemen HaMishcha. That's his yesod. Ki hu eino mishamish b'shmon begadim. Imkein eino miskadish, rak b'mashicha dafka. V'gam, based on what we said, avodaso mechadchaso. Imkam ke lo shayakan, de'ove ke kohen hedyot. He does avoda like the kohen hedyot. Klomar, and lo adib avoda, she'osim milchama, what his pep talk is called his avoda, and therefore, that's enough now. Alkein vade lo niskadish linin ha'mechamisha dvarim, rak b'mashicha. Imkein bebayasheni, la'achar she'nigzaga, nignaza hatzlocha shel shemen, lo hayu klal mashuach milchama. There was none. And then, I don't know how many times he does this, the Minchas Chinuch quotes Josephus. He says, and what Josephus talks about, by Yehuda HaMakabi, and he says, Mashuach B'chama, he calls him Mashuach B'chama, he says it must be a Melitza, doesn't really need it. Umashinipsa b'yosifon, she Yehuda Makabi, umatitzyo, kohen gadol ba'atzmo, hayu nimshachin l'mashuchei melchama, nikroim kein l'kavid, avalo hayalem kla kedushas Mashuach B'chama, l'inya chamisha dvarim. Wow. Right, that's the Minchas Chinuch. Right here, quoting Josephus and saying, I don't think there was a Mashuach B'chama during Bayis Sheni, because I think you need the oil. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, one other point. Why dafka were these Shvatim mentioned in the Mishnah? Don't think this is like Yehudim and Yamin. Why didn't they say Zvulin and Dan? Why dafka are these two mentioned? So the Marsha says here, because this Mishnah Lachar was written Bisman Bayis Sheni. That's when most Mashiachs were written. Which Shvatim were back in Eretz Yisrael during Bayis Sheni? Yehuda and Binyamin. Right, they were there. The other Shvatim were exiled earlier and they never came back. The lost tribes. So the Marsha says, that's why I think these two Shvatim are, the examples are given. Yehuda and Binyamin. Then it throws in Shimon. Shimon is Nechlal and Yehuda. Right, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. Shimon and Yehuda are connected. Ben Yoyada also says here, there's a Rashi at the beginning of Sefer Shoftim that discusses the connection between Yehuda and Shimon, that they always went together. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, now the second medium line. Al yerach levavchem, al tiru v'altach v'zu, v'gomer. Don't be scared. Al yerach levavchem, we go through every phrase. V'bnei tzalas asusim, between the loud noise of the horses. V'tzitzu acharevos, and the swords. Al tiru v'bnei hagavas treason. V'shifas hakal gasin. Right, the shields and the army and the soldiers. Altach v'zu mikol akronos, al tarzu v'bnei kol tzvachos, they're screaming. Ki Hashem alokechem haolechim achem. Hashem's on your side. Heim bam in ischonosh al basar madam, v'yatem bam in ischonosh al makom. You have a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Don't be scared. Plish dim bam in ischonosh al golyas, mahayasofo, losov nafal bacher, v'nafal lu imo. They came trusting in Golyas, and he lost. B'nei Amon bam in ischonosh al shovach, their leader, mahayasofo, losov nafal bacher, v'nafal lu imo. V'yatem, iatem kein. Ki Hashem alokeichem aleichim ochem, li lachem lachem agomer ze machane ha'aron. Right? That is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you, and therefore, don't be scared. Good. By the way, I didn't mention the first Tosfos in the parak discusses why this parak is before the next parak. If you look earlier, Eglah Rufa is mentioned earlier, Mashuach B'chama is mentioned later, so Tosfos discusses why it's flipped. Okay? Not for now. Vayter says the Gemara, Mai Ka'amar, what exactly are we talking about that it said Balashana Kodesh? What's the Limud Hachi Kamar? It said Jayusava, Shneabar Vadiber, Ulalano Mer Moshe Yidaber Balakimya Nenobakal, Malahalam Balashana Kodesh Avkam Balashana Kodesh. That's the full Limud. Says the Ben Yehoyada, it's a little deeper. Why Dafka do you have to use Hebrew Lashana Kodesh as in the pep talk? So he says based on the Rambam that we've mentioned often. Why is it called Lashana Kodesh? Because it's the holy language. There are no words in Lashon HaKodesh for Eiver HaZachar, Eiver HaNekeva. There are no words for that. So what are we hinting to the person? The battlefield. It's a difficult, it's a challenging situation, right? We know Yifas Tovar, Lodera Tola Kenegad Yitzahara. A person could have taivas when he's in the battlefield and they send out the women. So we dafka say to him on the way out, remember Lashon HaKodesh. Remember the Kedusha that Am Yisrael engender and create through the Lashon, and inherently in the Lashon. And therefore, that's why we daf to use Lashon HaKodesh. Ein bo shebos leivari ha'erva, u'mizet tavinu kama mu'usa ha'erva, alkein tizaru v'tishmru shaloyia levavchem nimshach achar yifas Torah b'shivya, kidavar zehu geder v'syog le'isr erva. Right, even though you have the heter from the Torah, try not to be involved in it. Good. Tanu Rabbanan. You might think any Kohen. Just like it says Shotrim in Tupsukim from now, as we just read, just like Shotrim are appointed, so too this Kohen is appointed. You might think the actual Kohen Gadol does it. Dumya de Shoter. No, similar to the Shotrim also. Ma Shoter Shish Memuna al Gabav. Shoter has another person on top of them authority, meaning the Shofet. The Shoftim, the Shotrim. Av Kohen, Shish Memuna al Gabav. Kohen Gadol Amah, Ika Melech al Gabav. The Kohen Gadol has the king. Ba Avoda So Ka'amar. No, in the Avoda, there's no one higher. V'yema Skan, maybe it's the assistant Kohen Gadol. Skan Lama Munahu. That's not really a position. That's a potential position. But that's not a position. Titania, Amar Bichanina, Skan HaKohenim. Lama Skan Memuna. What is he appointed to? Shim Ira Bopsul, but Kohen Gadol. But it doesn't mean that he has a position right now. Period. So now we have a couple of famous chazals that we know from Rashi in Sefer Dvarim. The first thing he says to them is, Shema Yisrael, listen! Why do we use that lashon? Amar lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Afilu lo kiyamtem ela kriya shema shachris va'arvis iyatem nimsarim biyadam. Even the schus of kriya shema can help you. That schus is tremendous as is. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says here, who's talking here? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Maybe it's connected to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in Menachas Tzadites, where he says there, bidi eved, don't tell anybody, but you can be yotzik of Agisa Yom Valayla with Kriya Shema Shachris Va'arvis. Same Rashbi, same Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So maybe that's the connection, as long as you have the basis. The Pasha of the Gemara is the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden is adding, maybe it's also the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Right, by connecting it, it's the Kriya Shema, which also functions as Talmud Torah, that is even with that schus, iaten nitzaram biyadam, you won't be given over to them. And many of the mafarshim talk about it more. Ala Torah, the Gur Aryeh, if you look in the Ala Torah in Parsha Shoftim, he discusses when we connect ourselves through all the mitzvos of Kriya Shema, especially Hashem Echad, when we connect to the Achdus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the oneness. So then we become one with Him, and just like He is insurmountable and immutable and obviously. Unconquerable, so we connect to that eternity by saying Shema Yisrael, by Kabbalah Sator, Kabbalah Samitzvahs, and Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, and that's the Zchus of Kriya Shema. Obviously a lot more related to Kriya Shema. Ayer Levavcha Vatiru Vachulu, Tanu Rabbanan, Pa'amayim Medaber Imam. Twice he gives them the pep talk. Achas Bisvar V'Achas B'Melchama, one at the border before they leave their own country, and one, B'Shas B'Melchama, Bisvar Mahu Omer, what does he say at the border? Shimu Dvarai Marchei HaMelchama, V'Chizru. Listen, he goes through the discussion of who's going to be Choser, who's not going to be Choser. Right, which is interesting, because remember we looked at the Psukim? First it said the Kohen, then it says the Shotrim say the Peturim. So according to what the Gemara is saying now, that's not literal. It could be the Shotrim are going to review, but the Kohen himself, the Kohen Meshuach, goes through the Peturim. And once he gets to the battlefield, then he doesn't talk about the people going back anymore. Then he just goes through, Al Yerach Lavavchem, Al Tir Vatachmazu Valtarsu. Don't be scared, now's the time. Keneged Arba Dvarim, the four phrases, not to be scared, are connected, the four things that we mentioned earlier. They make noise, they scream, they trample, they make all of these noises in order to scare us. Period. Plishtim, the Plishtim trusted in Goliath, and we trusted in David. Goliath, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sha'amad Begilui Panim. Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He stood Begilui Panim with brazenness in front of Hashem. Shenamar, remember, Goliath is standing there, about 15 minutes from where we're sitting right now. Bruvachem Ish V'Yerelai. Choose somebody and go down on me. Ve'inish Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the remez? Choose an Ish. Right, we're talking to about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnemar Hashem Ish Melchama. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hareini Mapilo Al Yedei Al Yad Ben Ish. Yeah, he's going against me. I'm going to be Mapilim. Shnemar V'David Ben Ish Efrati Hazeh. Right, he's talking about the divine Ish. I'm going to bring him down with a little Ish. The Karen Orah here has a fascinating comment. The Karen Orah says, so David HaMelech brought down Goliath, as we know, with his slingshot. Says the Karen Orah. Ha'inyan lohodiya shivcho shel David malkeinu. Ki hu ha-melech ha-rishon. David was that melech ha-rishon, the bechina of Adam ha-rishon. There's a connection between David and Adam. As we know, Adam lived 930, David got 70 of his years. So there's a connection between David and Adam. U'bimilchamto ha-rishona, balu umato ha-rasha hazeh, ve'heiz mitzcho mol malcho shamayim. Dugmas ha-nachash, halochem ha-rishon. Goliath is like that nachash, fighting the Nachash is to Adam as Goliath is to David. And what was David? David was, who was going to beat Goliath? Ben Ish. Who's the Ben Ish? Ben Yisha. Yisha was one of the four people that died, the Gemara says, Be'itio Shal Nachash. Because of the Nachash, not because he never sinned. Only because the Nachash brought this to the world. So the Nachash brought it to the world. And he was able to conquer, not conquer that, but he was able to die only because of that. His son was going to bring down the one who symbolized the Nachash. That's the Karen Orah right here giving us that that appreciation of the connection between the two. Three times Goliath said something, but really it alluded to the fact that David was going to overpower him. Echad berulachem ish v'yered eilai. Eilai means onto me. Meaning instead of saying, there are Rashi quotes the other lashon that he could have said et. Instead he says eilai, it sounds like he's alluding to the fact that David's going to overpower him. V'idach em yucha lihilachem et v'hikani v'gomer. If he could hit me. Kind of a poseach piv l'satan. Tiftach piv. V'idach, to Karmelei LeDavid. He also says to David, Hakelov Anochi, ki atavoy lai b'maklos, am I a dog? You're coming to me with sticks? Right, a number of times in Sefer Shmuel, you find the ultimate insult a person could give is a dog. That's the ultimate. Four or five times we have that phrase, right? When Avner was accused by Ish-Boshes of being Mizana with the Pilachim, am I a dog that you're accusing me? The Kelev is the ultimate insult in that regard. So, period. So Gemara says, one second. David Nami Amarle. David also uses a similar lashon. Ata boy lai bechere bechanesu bekidon. You come to me with a sword, and I come to you with Hashem. So he's also kind of being poseach piv. No. There, finish the sentence. Hada Amarle. V'yanochi ba'alecha b'shem Hashem tzvako selokei marachos Yisrael ashe chayrafta. No, there is just the contrast that David is saying. This is what you're being somich on. And this is what I am being so mechan. Stop there for a minute. The Chayesh Levitz, we mentioned this in a drasha a couple of years ago, has an unbelievable piece in Maimer Tezayin, where he discusses that every once in a while, or the Medjur, what is it, Goliath, after David chopped off, he hit Goliath in the forehead, Goliath fell down, and he was able to cut off his head and bring Teshua. But the Medjur says that if you're Medayik in the Psukim, that's where they get it from, Goliath fell forward. He didn't fall back. Usually if you would get hit with a rock in the forehead, you would fall back. Why did he fall forward? So the Medrash says, Hashem didn't want to make David walk all the way around this giant to go and chop off his head. So he made him fall forward so that it could be close to David. What did David need that for? So the Sichas Musar explains, because you find a number of times throughout history, Hashem does a nes just because he wants to show that he loves us. He wants to show that he loves the person involved. The Medrash says that when Avraham was shown Eretz Yisrael, Hashem says, Yom HaVakeim Sofon V'Negma, look at all the directions. It says that Hashem swiveled the world. He didn't tell Avram to move his head at all the different directions. He swiveled the world around so Avram could look straight, and then he kept seeing all the different areas of Eretz Yisrael. What do you have to do that for? He wanted to show the love that he has. And says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, and that's exactly the message of last week's parsha. Why did it have to smell good in the caravan of the Arabs when Yosef was going down to Mitzrayim? What do you have to give him that nace for? It stunk. Okay, he's going. He's being sold. He gives him a little kiss to show I'm still with you. And he says that's the Hanukkah story. The Hanukkah story. What do you mean? We didn't need the nace, as we know. To Mochav Tzibur, question. Kadosh Baruch Hu did the nace anyway, just to show that he loves us. Good. Vayter says the Gemara Vayigash Aplishi Ashkein Bahare. The language used is the Goliath came every morning and every night, cursing the Jews. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what's the remez? Kedei levatzlon mikriyash mashachos v'arvis. He wanted Dafka come and make them be mevatel from the kriyashma. Exactly what we said on the Amid Aleph. Meaning, that's the schus that we have. So he was trying to undo that schus. Vayisyatzev Rabbam Yom. Until David came, he was doing that for 40 days. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kenegar Rabbam Yom. She didn't have Antorah. Kenegar the 40 days of Maimon Har Sinai. The Marsha says it was the last 40 days. The 40 days before, it was 40, 40, 40, the 40 days before Yom Kippur. And just like Yom Kippur, we had a Geula, Geula Nafshis, so too, David HaMelech came and gave us a Geula. Vayesi Ishmi, Habeinayim, Imachnos, Plishtim, Begomer. Also, continuing to describe Goliath, an Ishbeinayim came out. What does that mean? My Beinayim, a few Pshatim. Amarav, Shemivune, Mikomum. He was perfect. Didn't have any blemishes. Right, Mevuna. We had that lesson a couple of dafim ago also, by Tsoan and Chevron. Mevuna. V'shmuel Amar Beinoni Shemechav. He wasn't even the largest of his brothers. We're going to learn soon that there were four brothers. And this wasn't even the largest. David conquered, defeated all of them. Tebei Rabbi Shela Amar Shehu Asui Kebinyan. He was like a building. Right, Mevuna. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Barmeya Papi V'chadav Nanai. What does that mean, Mevuna? It means his mother. His mother, Goliath's mother, who we'll see soon who she was with, the night when he was conceived, she was with 100 Barmea Papi V'chadananoi. She was with everybody that night, right? And so we don't even know who his father was, Rashi says. Or, Tosfos here quotes the Yerushalmi, he was a combination. He was a combination. Is that really possible? Tosfos discusses, a woman could be impregnated from two different men at the same time with one person. We're not talking about twins here. With one person, so I'm not going to get into the medical elements of that right now, but Tosfos discusses that. Maybe originally before the Zeres Masriach and then afterwards, but then Tosfos says also she was with a dog, so he had some dog elements to him. Right, that was the Bali Tosfos talk about that here. Period. V'galiyah shmo migat. He was from Gat. Tanya of Yosef. Shakol Dushan is Imo Kagat. What does it mean? Like a god? A god is some place that you trample the olives. So his mother was trampled by all the men. Ksiv Ma'aros Vikarina and Ma'archos, right? He comes from the caves. Tani Rav Yosef. Shakol He'eru Bi'imo. La'aros is also to pour into. So all the men poured into the mother. Meaning the mother was an ultimate zona, and that led to the children. Ksiv Harafa Viksiv Arpa. Here it is. Arpa is the mother of Goliath and the other giants. But sometimes she's called Arafa, sometimes Arpa, Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar Harafa Shma, Velama Nikra Shma Arpa, Shakol Arfin Osameachore. She was even involved in Biashlo Kadarka with everyone. The Chad Amar Arpa Shma, Velama Nikra Shma Harafa, Shakol Doshin Osakarifos. Just like one crushes grain, one was always, men were always with her. Bechenu Omer Vatikach Isha. Harafa, you know, appears by crushing, because you have it also in a different context. When the two men were running away from Avshalom to go tell David HaMelech about what his plans were, so they hid in a pit in the field, and a woman covered them. And she put the rifos, the grinding thing, above them. So you see that word harifos means crushed. Or another Pasuk where we see that imtichlos es ha'avil b'machteish betoch harifos be'eli. Fine. Vesarbas ela yoldu la'rafa begat. These four giants vayiplu b'yad David u'b'yad avadav. David was able to conquer all of them. My ninu, who were the amr of Chizda, Saf u'madon Golias v'yishbi benov. And Yishbi Benov, very famous story. Not famous, it should be famous. In Sanhedrin Sadi Hey, if you don't remember it, there's a great woman, David HaMelech, in the air, and Yishbi Benov puts the sword underneath, and he says Shem Hashem in the middle, and he's hanging in midair. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. V'yiplu, biyad avada, v'tichsiv. How do you know that they all fell in the hands of David? We'll finish with this. V'tichsiv, atishak arpa lachamosa, Verustav kaba. Arpa kissed her mother-in-law, and Ruth stuck to her. Amar Yitzchak, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yavou b'nei ha-neshuka, v'yiplu b'yad b'nei ha-devuka. Let the children of the neshuka, that is, right, Arpa, she gave a kiss and left, v'yiplu b'yad b'nei ha-devuka, and go and fall into the hands of b'nei ha-devuka. Period. Darash Rava b'schara b'ademoshe horida Arpa al-chamosa, because of the four tears, zachzav yasemen arba giborim shenemar, v'tesena kolam v'tefkena od. Ksiv chetz chaniso, v'karinan eitz chaniso, his wood or his arrow, amar blazer adain lo higiyan l'chati shivcho shalosa rasha. We didn't even get to the half of the shavach, like from the word chatz, chetzi, how much of a gibor that Russia was. We don't say the great things about a Russia. We don't say anything good about him. No, we have to want to say how great he was to show how David conquered him. Rabbi Lam, Dr. Lam, in one of his svarim on Moadim, has an unbelievable drasha where he talks about this line. Let the banana shuka come and fall into the hands of Bnei Devuka. He talks about how, I'll try to bring it tomorrow, the neshuka, that was Arpa, she gave a kiss. It says, many of us give kisses to our religion and our observance. But that's not serious commitment. Devuka is commitment. Right? You might have a kiss on the outside. A kiss could represent external commitment, external showing of commitment, but it's not real commitment. And that's dveikus, which is what Rus and all of her descendants applied. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'ezras Hashem, we'll continue. Again, there's a lot more here. We'll continue B'ezras Hashem tomorrow.